you will be suspicious. Why is this fellow is saying this? You think like that, right? Do you know why you think like that? Because in your brain you know that it is possible to cheat, it is possible to lie, and sometimes it's beneficial. You know all this, right? Why do you put it in another person? Maybe that person never lied. Maybe that person doesn't know how to lie.
Usually people that think other people are...
Usually, that's the problem. Rule. I spent that 1 hour to say rule is out there. Here is exception. We talk about exception. First story described the exception, right? Now suddenly I brought the example of a saint, a Qaddis. About a saint, you say usually? Usually is the rule and saint is exception. And if you confuse these two, you don't get it. For you, that saint teaching you something looks like someone who wants to take away something, maybe. Maybe he has this, maybe all those suspicions, because you look at the saint and you think, yeah, a noble human being, another human being, one of the 6 billion. If you think like that, you have the majority of these 6 billion, but that handful, beautiful masters, you never understand. Because you don't get it that they are different. This is the first thing you should learn. When we talk about the Prophet, we are not talking about a man like other men. We are talking about exception. But this silly thing in here knows the rule and brings it as a rule and will try to analyze the saint, the Prophet, the master, the murshid, will be analyzed with this parrot. By what? By the silly, superficial information, just looking at it, when you have no abilities to dig down, to know that deep down in the heart of the Prophet, what's happening? When this fellow is connected and transformed, he is one of us, but he is not one of us. That's the source of confusion. When you're listening to Mozart talking about music, you cannot use that word of usually. You have to look around to see what Mozart is doing, which is unusual, exceptional. Because the rule of the logic, this brain, remember, this doesn't belong to human being. This exists in all animals. They are all wise and they do logically. We are talking about the breath of God in us, which is exception, not the rule. First story was this. Second story, clearly he declares it. He will tell you a story right at the end, before anything else. The parrot did this, everybody laughed. You will compare yourself with the saints. Don't do that, because it's ridiculous. When we say Shams Tabrizi Rumi, we'll never talk about Shams as a man with 2 feet, 2 hands. It's not like that. It's like the sun in the sky. Because Shams will bring that light. Not through this parrot. Not through this thing that you call it. You call it thinking. How do you think? You talk. How do you talk? You imitate the words, the saying of these masters normally. But you imitate it. The essence should be there. The essence cannot be in the parrot. Yes, Peter?
Do not measure the actions of holy men by yourself. The chair and fear are similar in writing.
That one is playing with the word. This is poetic language in Persian language. Because in Persian language, when you say shir, no one knows what you are saying. Because shir, first of all, is loyal. But shir is milk as well. And recently, valve is the same.
Yeah. Like valve in a car.
Shir. No, the valve that you open the running water and close it down. That is shir.
So how would you say lion's milk?
Shir, shir. That's simple.
Shir is
the lion's milk from the faucet.
So, he says, when I say lion, first of all, you don't understand if I say lion or milk. Don't worry. In English, when I say lion, what do you think about? Your brain thinks about an animal, cat-like in Africa. But for me, lion is a meaning. It's a meaning that amazingly has nothing to do with that lion. That king of animal is not the lion we say, because first of all, this lion we talk about is very brave. That lion is not. This lion we talk about is an adjective to describe some character, and there are people that we call them lion for some reasons. But if you're a cat lover, and whenever we say lion, you go back to that cat, you will not get it. Because you just repeated the word. Remember, this is istiare. Means we borrow the language. When we say something, we don't mean it really. We mean something else. Why we do this? Because for that something else, there is no language. Roman would say, although talking lovingly about love will help, but talkless love will clarify everything. Because you cannot talk about love. It's beyond the logic, and language is made to transmit the logic and take care of the business, not that other stuff. So, we'll choose the word for their secondary, maybe even further meaning they carry, and that's not even enough. We put it in poetry, means a lot of passion and emotion, isn't it? But the parrot misses all that. Yes?
On this account, the whole world has gone astray.
What does that mean to anyone? Means that if there is one of you here now that thought, oh, yes, this is very bad, the people will do that bad stuff, you didn't get it. Everybody, whole world is like this. Every human being will work with this talkative stuff in here. We're talking beyond that, so remember, everybody will be out of the way because of this. He will describe it better, yes?
On this account, the whole world is gone astray. Scarcely anyone is cognizant of God's Abdal. They set up equality with the prophets. They suppose the saints to be like themselves. Behold, they said, we are men, they are men. Both we and they are in bondage to sleep and food. In blindness, they did not perceive that there is an infinite difference between them.
That's the point. You see? The point he makes in this story is very clear. He will say, I will tell you, everybody is like this, because they think the saints, the prophets, they are the same. And they compare themselves with them. When we say Anbiya, we mean something deep. We don't point to that man. We are pointing to the connection made through that man. We say messenger.